Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the podcast and officially welcome to November. Oh my goodness, so good to be here with you guys every week. Thank you for showing up, and I know the next couple months are going to fly by, so anytime we can hang out means so much to me. Today is a special episode. Most of you know that I homeschool my boys, and I have pretty much forever, so I end up talking about that quite a bit, but today is for all of you public school parents, even private school parents, and I'm going to say if you homeschool, stick around, because I learned a lot today, and I think what you hear will be an encouragement to you, something you're going to want to tell your friends about. I am talking with Terry Ann Kelly, who is an awesome mom. She's now a grandma, so I really listen to her like a mentor, a wise woman who has gone before us. And when her kids were small and her husband told her they needed to get out of the private school and start going to public school, Terry Ann did what any good and godly mom would do, and that is pray for ways that she might continue to encourage her kids in their faith and also bring some of their friends along for that journey. And so I love how God answered her prayer. What she ended up doing has now changed so many lives, and it is still something available going on in public schools all across our country today. So I can't wait to share this story with you. Some of you might know about Students Standing Strong. I didn't know about it before, but I learned a lot. And over in show notes, I'm going to have links to anything she mentions, as well as where you can personally reach out to Terry Ann, ask her questions. She wants to come alongside and help you really do what she's done in one form or fashion or another in your kids' public school, private school, or again, if you're a homeschool parent. I still believe that this is relevant and going to be a huge encouragement. So I love talking with Terry Ann. She just loves the Lord and loves family, and that's what I'm all about. I like to say that, yes, I am pro-homeschooling, but more than that, I am pro-family, and I just want to encourage you guys, wherever you're at, to use every resource you can to be intentional about raising amazing kids and growing strong families. So yay, can't wait to share this episode with all of you. Now, before we dive in, I just want to pause and thank you so much. I've seen some recent ratings and reviews over on Apple Podcasts. They encourage me so much, and I want to share a recent one with you right now. Here is a recent review from Honey Bee Moon Mom. Love that name. She titled it, "Jesus is the Answer," gave the podcast 5 stars. Thank you so much. And she wrote, "Monica brings some amazing people on the podcast to share wisdom. She is so uplifting and full of expertise and love herself. I love how her very most important answers and wisdom point us to Jesus every time." Honey Bee Moon Mom, thank you so much. I love that. Also, there's one right after that that just says, "Look forward to the new episode each week." I'll take that too. And you know what? You can also just tap on 5 stars, and that's helpful too. Remember, I don't understand how all this works. These are algorithms beyond me. But when you leave a rating or review, this helps get the podcast in front of more people. And that means so much to me. So thank you in advance. You can find show notes today over at monicaswanson.com/Terry-Ann. And again, there's going to be lots of resources over there. So without further ado, we're going to dive right in and have this conversation about how we can help public school students stand strong. I hope you're encouraged. Terry Carrie Ann, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, I am so grateful to get to share with you and anybody that happens to tune in to listen and to be encouraged about motherhood and just going forward in the day-to-day grind of being a mom or a grandmother. So thank you, Monica, for having
me. Oh, absolutely. Yes, we just started chatting at the beginning. I was like, we better hit record because I think these are things that everybody wants to hear about. So before we dive in, why don't you just give a quick introduction to yourself and your family?
Okay. Well, I've been married to the same guy for 36 years. And
woo!
I know. Yeah. And then we have five children. So we had our first baby just barely over a year after we had gotten married. And I laugh about it because I don't even think I knew my husband very well before we married. And then soon enough, we have a baby. And then we followed by, that was a little girl, followed by four sons. And three are married. Another one might be close. And then we have seven grandchildren thus far. So that's kind of my life in a nutshell on a personal level. And then I also am a part of a ministry that I can only say through God's inspiration and grace that we were able to start back in 2004, going on 20 years, and it's called Students Standing Strong. And it was just birthed out of my heart, a mother's heart, to help her kids do well in school. And so we can talk about that if you want to talk about that a little bit more too.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead now and tell us that story, tell us about Students Standing Strong and really how it even all got started.
Well, so we had our kids in Christian school in the early years, and my husband actually came to me one day, I'll never forget it, and he said, you know what, we've got to save for five colleges, you know, down the road, and we need to move all of our kids into public school. And I was a public school kid, my husband was, but I feel like today's a little bit different. Kids are hit with issues that we experienced, Monica, when we were growing up, but at the same time, it's in their face all the time through social media and everything. And I was like, oh my goodness, our kids are going to have to combat so much. So I listened to my husband, and there's those times where you think, oh, this is a good time for a big debate. But you know what? In my heart of hearts, I knew that the Lord would direct our family through my husband. And so I said, okay. And we pulled him out. I was smiling on the outside and kicking and screaming inside my heart. So we made that move. The youngest of our children only got kindergarten, and the others were older when we moved them all. So I'll tell you, our middle son, when we did that, he was going to be in the fifth grade, his first public school experience. In our district, fifth grade was the last year of elementary school. And not sixth. So we put him in fifth grade. Those kids had known each other for years. We knew some of them because we did city ball or, you know, and so we knew some from that. But for the most part, we entered into a school that those kids had been together for K through sixth. And as I began to look around, it hit me about January, right before second semester of that last year he'd be in this elementary school, public school. I thought, oh my goodness, it's been a great experience so far, but next year is middle school. And to me, the number one thing that a kid thinks about when they're in middle school is what do they think about me?
Absolutely.
And so there starts to be and it happens in elementary school as well with a little bit of a pecking order, you know, but for sure in middle school. And I think that as I began to look at that situation, I said, Lord, we've done so many things in raising our children in the Word through Awanas and church and Christian school and family devotionals and trying to ensure that the people when they were younger that they hung out with the most were from families of faith. And it's not that I wanted to keep them from the world, but I wanted to have them in an environment for a long enough period of time so I could equip them to go into the world, right?
So good.
And so about January, getting ready to start spring semester shortly, this idea came into my mind. I was in our kitchen, and I have a little desk in there, and I remember sitting there, and this thought entered my mind. Why don't you invite all of the fifth grade classes at this elementary school, which there were five.
Whoa.
That meant there was about 112 fifth graders at that school. And why don't you use the PTA directory? And back in the day, people put their addresses and everything. And so I thought, what if I invited all 111 and their parents and their siblings, the brothers and sisters, to our house to have a hot dog and to hear about how to go into middle school and take the Lord with them and how to learn to live God's way Wow. And they could do that together. Well, we didn't have a home that could have fit 250 people.
That was a bold idea. I love it.
It was. But in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'm going to send it through the U.S. mail, these invitations that said learning to live God's way on lime green paper back in the day where I had almost no computer skills. And I mailed it to everyone, 112 kids. There was one child that wasn't in the directory. It was a Muslim family. They were precious. And I didn't want her not to get an invitation thinking, oh, she didn't invite me because we're Muslim. Of course, that would not be my intention. So I went by their home and actually handled
it. Oh, look at you.
Because really and truly, junior high, life in general, for even people our age, but for sure in junior high and middle school and even high school, intermediate, that is, kids are really struggling more than ever before to know who they are. And as we see, we all have to do is flip on the news and just see so much that is confusing our young people. And so that they're awfully immature in the fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and even into high school to be able to be making decisions that could affect the rest of their lives. And so it's a confusing time. And so on this invitation that we sent out, it said, because I grabbed another few women that I heard were believers at that school, and I heard they were, didn't know, but I told them about this party idea, and it's called the Strong Send-Off.
We would
gather them all. So we mailed them out. And so the parents needed to RSVP if they were going to come, because we were going to provide free shirts based on the scripture from 1 Corinthians 15:58 that says, stand firm. Don't let anything move you. And all you do, work as unto the Lord. And boy, that's what I wanted for our five children, right? To stand firm. Don't let anything move you. But in everything you do, in your new schools even, everything you do, right, you need to do your work as unto the Lord. And that involves your friendships, your schoolwork, if you have a job, in all you do, work as unto the Lord. And so we put that verse on the t-shirts, and this is what is such a God moment, that when we mail those invitations out, we ended up having 75 out of the 112 parents respond to the invitation and RSVP'd. So we ended up with over 250 people at that party. Now, here's what happened. Because they RSVP'd and because God in his amazing foreknowledge knew that this was going to be part of the plan for our lives, we had bought a house inside of a park, and it sat up on the hill in the park. And when you opened our front doors, you just walk down the steps into the park. So we were able to move that party to the park, and we talked to the kids there about, and this is something that I was able to do because our ministry now is on campus, so it has to be student-led. But this first little introduction, and we still do these parties, we can do them around the country, but was that we presented the plan of salvation. And then we also went over the Ten Commandments. And so what does a Ten Commandment look like to a kid that's in fifth grade? So we took all the Ten Commandments and we applied them. And then all the kids go to breakout groups with older teenagers where they could ask questions like, oh, my goodness, will I have time to get to each class? Because now they're changing classes. What if I don't know how to open my locker? Oh, my goodness, what will I do? Are there going to be bullies at school? So as we broke all the 75 students into little breakout groups, we assigned middle school and, I mean, high school students to their group who answered questions and encouraged them that they can pray when they're in school and answered their, they just had a lot of qualms about moving into the next level of schooling. So that's where Student Standing Strong was birthed.
And then from there you thought,
I thought I was kind of done. Well, first I thought I was done. And so right after we did that party at the park for our son's fifth grade student population, there were several other mothers that were at that park because it's a city park. And they didn't know each other, these two other moms, but they also had fifth graders that went to two other elementary schools in our school district. And their sons weren't playing together, but they both told their moms, Mom, there's someone under the pavilion talking about Jesus. And so those moms joined in with that big group of people. And afterwards they said, our kids are graduating from elementary school. They waited to the very end and they said, could you help
us do a party?
So we did two more within just a few weeks of that
spring. Oh, that's incredible.
Then what was so crazy is that in the fall, he goes to middle school. I have two in high school, and then I have younger ones. And I get a call from a guy that had been to one of those other strong send-off parties that mm-hmm. had stayed after, and his son went to one. And he calls me up. I don't know how he got my number. He got it. He said, "We went to one of those strong send-off parties this past spring," so in 2004. "Now it's 2004 in the fall. Are you going to leave all of us parents high and dry? What are you going to do about us? How are we going to help our kids now?"
This is your
problem. Yeah, this is my problem, right? So at that point in time, I began writing a weekly curriculum for every week called Fruit Snacks. It's about 90 lessons. And each week there would be 9 or 10 lessons on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Mm-hmm. 9 or 10 lessons for each one. And so anyways, it's an incredible curriculum. And the reason I can say that, or Bible study, is because it's one of those things that I can say, amazing again, Monica, because I don't feel like I wrote it. I mean, I wrote it, but it just came based on parenting experiences and mm-hmm. God's word. Yeah. And it's such a great feeling to know. I'm not saying it was inspired like our scriptures were inspired sure. by those who wrote the scriptures, but I do feel like that God led me mm-hmm. in that.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Now we took it into middle school. And then that same year, our two high schoolers were like, "What are we going to do, Mom?" And so we started inviting the 3,500 kids in the high school to come to the campus through an invitation using that PTA directory. So we were averaging kids coming in the evening. We would feed, 800, 900 kids at the school at night with a team of moms. And we brought in speakers and bands, and we would see kids coming out of the gym steps in the high school for years, coming out down to the floor to pray to receive Jesus in a public school. And so that was
okay. Wait. So let me back up here. So this moved from the send-off party, the strong yes. send-off, to weekly meetings. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Weekly meetings in the middle school every okay. week.
That and this was in the school, yes, but after yes. school hours?
Before or after school. And now fast forward 19 years, we have discovered that some schools even have a built-in club period during the day. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. kids can pick, they have to pick a club to go to. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. one of our clubs in middle school, actually it was a high school club in Georgia, that over 400 students came to that club during the middle of the day to hear about the Lord in a public school.
Okay, and so tell us maybe how that, because I'm sure that this is new news to somebody out there who's like, wait, you can't do religious yes. activities on campus. How did you figure out that this would be something okay. you could do? And is it across the board legal in yes. every state? Okay, yes. tell us how that works.
And has been for many years. So this is something that I think all of us can benefit from knowing, whether you're mm-hmm. a grandmother, you know, whatever, you know, sure. kids in school. So there's a federal act called the Federal Equal Access Act. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that if you have clubs on your campus, they all have to be student led. Mm. And so that means even if it's the Tiddlywinks Club or the Habitat for Humanity Club or whatever, it has to be led by students, not an adult. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I found out about that because one of my dearest guy friends, who's actually going to be speaking at our fundraiser coming up this year, his name is Kelly Shackelford. You may see him on national news often. He has a ministry that he started years ago. He went to Baylor University with me and my husband, and it's called First Liberty. And so he defends the rights of Christians, religious liberty, all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. He knows the law inside and out when it mm-hmm. comes to what we can do on federal land, federal property, federal buildings. And so when I did that very first big send-off, we called mm-hmm. it big send-off back in the day. Now we call it the strong send-off because mm-hmm. our ministry is Students Standing Strong.
Sure.
Because that's what gave birth to a ministry, that party. As long as I called him and I said, "Listen, now we're not in Christian school. We're in public, Kelly. I don't want to do the wrong thing and get my mm-hmm. school district or teachers or principals in trouble." Mm-hmm. And that's when he began to explain to me the impact of the Federal Equal Access Act. And that means that anybody can have a club. I mean, we have clubs around the country even now that LGBTQ plus clubs, you can mm-hmm. have Wiccan clubs, you can have a Buddhist club, a Hindu club, a Christian wow. club. Most people don't know that. But the yeah. point is that whatever club a kid wants to have, it has to be student led. So I'm like, okay. Oh my goodness, that the largest youth group in the world is the public school. Yeah. And so the Lord laid on my heart, listen, we better get busy since we have a law, an act that provides the opportunity to mm-hmm. go into public schools. So the curriculum I've written all these years for high school and middle school and intermediate, it's designed one page back in front, deep teaching of the word that relates to their everyday life, mm-hmm. you know, authority, one lessons on authority, and they all have clever titles, but how do you treat your coaches? How do you treat your parents? What about your principal? What about your mayor? People that are in authority over us. So yeah. we started writing the kind of curriculum that I wanted my kids to know so they could apply it to their day in and day out mm-hmm. life.
Sure.
And so and everything we do at Student Standing Strong is free, but that's how that federal act. So mom or grandmother, granddad, father, if you want to start a Christian club at your school, you have so much freedom to do that. Right. And as a matter of fact, you'll give my contact information at the end.
Yeah.
And if there's
yeah.
any parent that says, man, I want to do that in my town, right. Big or small, then they could contact me and I could help them walk through it step by step. Oh. It's easy.
So really your job then is to equip the student leaders to
Absolutely.
Lead the other students.
Right. So if there's a dad that wants to be the behind the scenes mm-hmm. adult, mm-hmm. then yeah. they would meet. We have all the instructions on how to meet, where you can meet, you can't meet with students alone, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
We have manuals on how to be a behind the scenes
yep.
person. Even a teacher, because they meet in teachers' classrooms around the country normally, right? Unless yep. you're so big, you have to meet in an assembly room at school, which right. happens sometimes with our clubs. A teacher can open her classroom. Now, she's not allowed to teach Christianity or any of that,
mm-hmm.
but she could also be the behind-the-scenes adult that mm-hmm. meets with students off-campus to train them on their lesson. And the cool thing is that I fully believe that every person that knows the Lord and that has Jesus Christ living in them, therefore they have the power of the Holy Spirit, right,
mm-hmm.
that they have been called, every mm-hmm. Christian mm-hmm. has been called to be a leader.
Mm.
A leader. Yeah. We're to follow Jesus. And then mm-hmm. based on the talents and gifts the Lord's given every believer. And I don't care if you're fourth grade, fifth grade, 95, mm-hmm. God has equipped you to be a leader. And your leadership might not look like yours does, Monica. They may not be called to do a podcast or start a ministry. But he has a leadership role for them yeah. to play that yes. would draw people to God's kingdom and mm-hmm. and to have, know how to not only have life in heaven one day, but to live a victorious life on earth. And yeah. our young people need that message.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey guys, I want to take a quick second to tell you about a pretty great math curriculum. Whether you homeschool your kids or they go to school but could use a little extra help at home with their math skills, CTC Math is a great option I hope you'll check out. Now, I've written a little review of CTC Math over on my blog. I'll link to that in show notes, or you can go directly to the ctcmath.com website and see everything that's in there. But I want to tell you a couple of really cool features. See, CTC Math uses adaptive questions. These are interactive questions that change in difficulty depending on your student's ability. They use a smart algorithm that tracks your student's progress and delivers questions based on their needs. The student won't even know this is happening, and this helps them build confidence and master concepts. Now, I love their video tutorials. They are short, like 4 to 9 minutes long, so they don't drag it out all day, but they keep them interesting, interactive, and really fun, and their lessons are clear, complete, and so easy to follow. Now, there's a whole lot more great features that you'll want to check out over at the ctcmath.com website. One thing I love is that CTC Math offers a 12-month money-back guarantee, no questions asked. So really, you've got nothing to lose. Check them out. Let me know what you think. Again, there will be a link in the show notes or go to ctcmath.com and can't wait to hear how you like it. Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Now, recently I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Monica at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Monica for 10% off today.
My husband and I were just talking about, I think it's 2 Timothy 2:2, that talks about the things you've heard me say. It's Paul talking to Timothy, but it's that generational, or not even generational, just multiplication of the things you've heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who yes. will then be qualified to teach others. And I love that. And I think maybe you could encourage the mom or dad listening who would say, well, I don't know the Bible that well. Maybe I'm new in faith. Maybe I'm just starting to explore faith. How can you encourage them that they too are called to be leaders even right now?
So I'll tell you, you don't need to know a lot about the Bible to actually help your students have a student-led Bible study. You could still train your student or anybody else that wanted to be leaders on the lesson because it's one page back in front. You can learn along with them. They won't even know you didn't know it. I can say most of us do want our kids, even if we're not from a Christian denomination, biblical values are good. Honesty, truthfulness, kindness, goodness, patience, self-control. Don't we want our children and to live that kind of life?
Yes.
Yes. You know? So really all of us can do it. And student standing strong is actually free and to bring to your school.
How many cities or at least states is Student Standing Strong in right now?
So currently we are in 20, and but that doesn't mean we have 500 clubs in every state. So right now I'm the only full-time person for 19 years, and we have hired for 19 years incredible moms that have strong gifts and talents, but they were wanting to stay home and raise their children, or they're working, they still want to do something. So they're skilled in different areas, like in social media or whatever. And so we're kind of been a ministry of moms and grandmas.
Love it. Oh, nice. And the Student Standing Strong, there is a website I will be linking to if people want to explore if there might be one in their state, how to start it, how to get all the resources and materials. That's all available online.
Yes.
So, yay.
And then we hold your hand every step of the way and help you do that and navigate it. It's so easy and so simple. And we even have the letters that they would need to have their student take into the principal to say, can I have a student-led club? And this is it. And so there's nothing they really have to figure out on their own. Anyway.
Oh, that is so, such, I mean, it just takes away that first block that might be there. If somebody's like, I'd like to do it, but there's so much to figure out, so many hoops to jump through. You've done all the work. They just get to walk through that. Oh.
Yeah, such a joy. And may I just say that you may not be called to feel like you want to do a Student Standing Strong club, you know, even though they're free at your school. But I do want to say this, that's so important for all of us that are involved in raising children. And you might be an adopted parent, you might be a step parent, you might be a foster care mom. But the thing about it is that God has called each of us to do something. Maybe not maybe you're not called to do a Student Standing Strong Club, which it is great to bring God's word and prayer into mm-hmm. the public school of your children. But maybe he wants you to invite all the fourth grade girls in your daughter's classroom to your house for a godly girl sleepover. And mm-hmm. you have other moms help and you bring in some teenage girls that know the Lord or college girls, and they just stay mm-hmm. up and they talk about what God has for them. And wow. And also paint fingernails and do whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, let the Lord speak to your mind and heart about what he wants you to do to help to equip your kids spiritually in a world that is not always very open or accepting to what God's word has to say.
That is so encouraging, because I think sometimes just being creative there and thinking outside the box, like there's probably a whole lot more if your child is interested in a specific sport or activity or band or theater. You probably have some opportunities if you think about it that maybe aren't happening right now in your community, but certainly you could be the one to start. Oh, that's so cool. Honestly, this is some new news to me. I wasn't familiar before with Students Standing Strong or even with the Federal Equal Access Act. And I think this is great news. I've been a homeschool mom, but there's so many people with hearts that want to really not only raise kids who love the Lord and stand strong, but who take some friends with them in that journey.
Absolutely. So, and even for a homeschool mom, it's never too early to start gathering other homeschool kids together for their weekly Bible study that the students lead it themselves in high school
Absolutely.
Or middle school. Turn the baton over to them. So when they leave home one day, they mm-hmm. already know how to lead God's word yep. and have a much better chance of staying in the word and staying in church yes. after they yeah. go to college if they have been really equipped to lead when they're younger.
So true. Oh, that's so good. Okay, Terri Ann, thank you. I'm so encouraged, and I think you just inspired a lot of parents out there. So before we close, if somebody just wants to track you and your ministry down, where can they find you?
M-Y, then the letter S, and then the mm-hmm. numeral 3.org yeah. is the website, mys3.org. Mm-hmm. And then feel free to personally email me, and I have people that... Mm. But I would love to get back with you personally. And my email address is Terri Ann, TerriAnn at mys3.org. Mm-hmm. And then if you awesome. Want to have more questions answered, you can either email me directly or go onto our website, and there is a tab for contact us, and you can do it that way as well if you don't want to email.
Terrific. And we'll have direct links to all those over in show notes. So Terri Ann, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, hearing your story. Thank you for going ahead of us. What an encouragement and inspiration you are. Thank you so much.
And may none of us lose heart and grow weary in well-doing in our mm-hmm. parenting role or whatever God calls us to. Don't give mm-hmm. up.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Monica.
All right, friends, I hope you enjoyed getting to know Terri Ann, and I hope that this message encouraged you and inspired you, whatever your schooling situation is, just to know that we have some options and that if we pray and seek wisdom, God will provide. So again, hope you've been encouraged. We have a whole bunch more great interviews and topics coming up the rest of this fall and winter. So please keep coming back. Please keep spreading the word about the podcast with your friends and family. One easy way to do that is to simply take a screenshot of this episode and share it to your stories on Instagram or Facebook. And that means so much to me. If you tag me, I will usually reshare your stories. And you can tag me at @MonicaSwanson_. Okay, friends, God bless you. Thank you for being here. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.